This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Hospice and palliative care. Many of us associate these with the very end of life, our final weeks or days or even hours. But Gwen Whitley, the president and CEO of Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center, says this is one of many common misconceptions. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, a time when people like Gwen are focused on community education. Tell me about some of the misconceptions that people have about hospice and palliative care.
Many people believe that hospice is a place, and only about 7% of our patients utilize our inpatient units. 92% of our patients get their care provided to them in their own homes. I think the other big misconception is that it is just for the last few days. And really, hospice care is meant to be for several months, up to 6 months, sometimes up to a year. So people really think of that as the last few days of life that you bring hospice in. And our mission and our goal is to serve patients while they feel well enough that we can help them live every moment and that their remaining time that they feel good, they're free of symptoms, that they are able to enjoy the time that they have left, interacting with family, friends, being able to go on trips, looking at their bucket list to see if there's things that they want to do. To be able to have a full interdisciplinary team that includes a physician, the nurse, a social worker, a nursing assistant, a chaplain, as well as volunteer services. It really is a whole team that looks at that individual patient and family and meets those needs.
People, I think, also have a misconception. Hospice is covered by...
Yes. Hospice is covered 100% by Medicare. The other thing that people do not realize is that once a patient comes on to hospice, hospice assumes all of the expenses that's related to that care, whether it be medications, medical supplies, equipment in the home, all of those things are covered. Under federal law, hospices are not able to bill any additional charges to the patient and family. So when a patient elects hospice, their financial responsibility for that care and the additional things as medications are all covered under that hospice benefit. The unique thing about Lower Cape Fear Hospice is that we are a nonprofit hospice. We never turn anyone away in regards to their ability to pay. Those patients that come on that don't have any payer source receives the exact same care that a patient that may have insurance or Medicare. That is part of our philosophy and our mission is that we will serve everyone, and we do that on a daily basis.
That's Gwen Whitley, President and CEO of Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center. Find our extended conversation at whqr.org. You'll also find information there about Lower Cape Fear Hospice Foundation's Festival of Trees, which is underway now through December 30th at the North Carolina Aquarium. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.